MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Siyabulela Nomoi. He's a quantitative portfolio manager at Satrix. Here, appreciate the early morning time. You're coming out with a new ETF next month. We'll get to that. The methodology is going to be fundamentally different. You're focusing on inclusion, diversity. The phrase which came out in the release was sort of putting that S into the ESG. We talk a lot about environment. We talk a lot about governance. The social part sitting in the middle perhaps doesn't get its deserved airtime and focus quite often.
Yes, thanks, Simon, for having me on the show. There is a lot of talk about inclusion and diversity, both from the local and the global space. So Satrix has had a view that this type of thing would be a great ESG-linked product with a huge focus on the S. And as most of the time, I mean, E and the G on the ESG is quite easier to measure. So we wanted a product which focuses more on the social side.
Yeah, I want to get to that measurement, but what it includes, I mean, it's inclusion and diversity. So of course it's going to be gender, it's going to have race, but it's broader than that. I mean, it's disability, it's policies, for example, on mental health and HIV, you know, flexible working, daycare. It's about making a world diverse, but also a workplace that actually just sounds like a place you want to work, which is going to, the logic is simple. That's going to make for better work environment and therefore better outcomes, and the numbers back that up.
Yes. So quite a lot of the products which are quite in the similar space tend to focus more on the diversity side. So they just look at the gender split. Mm-hmm. So with this product, we've also looked at things like flexible hours, where we're speaking a lot more on the inclusion, so that workspaces move from only just diverse to a space where the workforce is also included and also has equal access to opportunities and resources in the company. So we look at companies whether they have policies as you've mentioned, HIV/AIDS. Also the alignment as well in terms of the shareholders of the portfolio. So BE is also included as one of the metrics. And also, if the company also trains its own people, so we're looking at average training hours, internal promotions, and also employee satisfaction as well, and any news and controversies out there. So it's quite unique in that way.
And it is a case of, I mean, Deloitte survey was looking at the Fortune 500, so offshore, but the logic remains the same. I mean, if you've got that diversity, you know, I've often been critical with respect to a board of, you know, 12 pale males. Yeah, you know, there's no diversity. You know, how are they going to be innovative? They're all going to have the same sort of groupthink, and it is about breaking down that groupthink. And the data does say these companies are likely to be more innovative, more able to anticipate change, which is in the current 2021 pandemics, global warming, etc., is exactly what you need at the head of that company and filtering through the organization.
Yes, and looking at the South African fund, I mean, there's certainly room for great inclusivity and diversity in the South African corporate sector. Mm-hmm. And our product is designed to actually track and highlight the process being made and to hopefully increase dialogue as well. And around the success of individual businesses. Change does take time, and we look forward to playing a role in highlighting the gains made in South Africa in this space.
Yeah, I like that point. Change does take time, but if we shine a bit of a light, we get there. You're bringing an ETF out next month. You're going to be using, is it the Refinitiv Inclusion and Diversity Index? Talk a bit about that. It's going to be local equity, is it not?
Yes, so we identified Refinitiv as having very strong capabilities in this space. Mm-hmm. They already have a global product in this space working with BlackRock. So we wanted to have this product in the South African market, only focusing on JSE-listed companies. So it's going to be a South African market for the South African people, and it's going to be focusing on diversity, inclusion, people's development, also the news and controversies. Mm-hmm. It's going to be constructed based on a lot of metrics, which is pulled from data points collected by Refinitiv.
We'll leave that there. We'll chat again when it gets close. As I said, that new ETF will be coming out in August. Obviously, it'll be on the Sense, and you'll be able to get it wherever your stockbrokers are. Sibulela Nwoya, Quantitative Portfolio Manager at Satrix, appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.